All right, it's 11 o'clock and very good morning to you. Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, General Manager here at Red River Radio, and it's time for another Arts Spotlight. And as we frequently feature, we're going to be talking about production by Shreveport Little Theater. Production more than just being a production. Also, if I have this right, it's going to be a fundraiser for the organization, which has been around for, I think, 103 years. An amazing long commitment to the arts, to the community, and to theater in our region. And joining me this morning, I've got Scott Hardwick, and also I have Jason Koffel. Both are involved with the show, and Scott, I'm just used to you being someone that I communicate with on campus here all the time. So I'm kind of like coming like, oh, wait a minute, you've been involved in theater too?
Yeah. I decided to branch out a little bit and move away from computers and move into the arts a little bit. So I've spent the last probably 2 years doing some productions with Shreveport Little Theater and working with our great community artists here.
Which is great. And if do I have it right, you're also a member of the SLT board?
I am. I'm also the vice president right now of the Shreveport Little Theater board. So I'm helping on both sides, both on stage and behind.
Excellent. Are they giving you enough to do?
They are giving me enough to do, but it's fun work. You know, it's something, you know, IT and computers is the day job, and it's nice to have something a little more creative to do on the outside hours. And,
okay,
it's
excellent.
Been fun. It's been a lot of fun, and, you know, I put off wanting to do theater for many, many years, and put it off, Laura Beeman Nugent, who's
the
artistic director at Shreveport Little Theater, kind of nudged me a little bit and got me in there. And so this weekend, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are doing our Broadway Belters Twisted 26, which is our signature fundraising event for the theater.
Excellent. And Jason, what's your involvement with it? Obviously, you're going to be on stage.
I am going to be on stage. Okay. This is going to be a fun show because you're going to see 32 artists or performers.
Wow.
That are all singing a song that they've always wanted to do and never had the opportunity, and that's kind of the twist. So this show is going to be a lot of fun. I'm performing, I'm opening the show, and then I'm also emceeing the rest of the show after I'm done with my song.
So you will be busy through the entire
production. I will be absolutely busy.
All right. So from the standpoint of Broadway belters, and of course, that's always kind of a catchphrase, you know, Broadway singers have to be able to project. In this day and age, you know, they've got a lot of electronic enhancements. But going back to the earlier days of theater, I mean, that's literally what it took to be able to project out into the hall. I'm sorry, I can't generally think of that without thinking of Ethel Merman.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, you had to be able to belt to hit the seats in the very back. You know, you had to give every audience member. So you had to be able to sing out.
So what are some of the since you say 32 artists,
32.
Does that imply there's at least 32 numbers that are part of the show?
Yeah, it's cool. Going to be 32 numbers, and just to expand a little bit, you know, Jason had mentioned the twist. We are having our female performers perform songs that are generally done by males, and vice versa. So, you know, we're getting to do roles that we wouldn't get to do in an actual play, because it would be reversed. So that got the performers very excited to come out and be able to, as Jason said, do roles that they dreamed of singing, and songs they've probably sung in their shower for years.
Sure.
But now they can actually do it on a
stage.
Seen
the showers for years. Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
That is exactly right.
Well, there are, and it totally makes sense, because there are so many songs, that taken out from the show, what we often refer to as the American Songbook, which is a lot of what theater is. And I don't know if you are just looking at shows that were done, you know, for Broadway or also London or other productions, but we tend to refer to it that way. And so there are a lot of opportunities for these great numbers to be sung outside the role, but they're just great songs.
They're just great songs.
So what are, give me a little snapshot of what some of the songs are.
Gosh, they're all over the pantheon of hits, both Broadway, London, you know, and we're trying to cover as many decades and styles of musical theater. So
a lady never gives away all of her secrets.
Yeah, we want you to be able to come and be surprised a little bit.
Yeah, I can tell you this. Last night we had a musical rehearsal. Okay. And so we got to see several of the performers rehearsing, and of the six or seven that I was there to listen to and to witness, tears came once, and there of the five or six, I mean, three of the five or six were absolutely on my top 10 list of songs, not just theater songs, because I'm a musician as well, but three of the six were in my absolute top 10 favorite songs of all time. And that's the cool thing about this show is the performers have chosen songs that are iconic songs.
Okay.
And so you're going to laugh at some of the songs, you're going to cry at some of the songs, and everything in between. It's really cool. And there's a wide diversity of performers of all different types, and it's going to be really cool.
Okay, and since you briefly mentioned the musical rehearsal, who's music director for this? Is it
Eddie?
Is it Eddie?
Eddie Carney is going to be our music director for this, and Laura Beeman Nugent is
excellent.
And
I like mentioning about Eddie. And yes, he's a friend of mine and a colleague, and I've had he's worked for me a number of times on things, but his background is literally in
Broadway
theater. Yes,
yeah.
Broadway.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of fun.
He's playing live. We're not singing with tracks. We're singing with Eddie.
Yes,
on
which is yeah. great. Yeah. We ran into each other at there was a touring one of the national tours. I guess last summer at the Strand, and he goes, "Oh yeah, this is the company that I work for." It's like, "Oh great, okay." So you've got great talent on the compliment side, the music
and
side,
like you said,
and
Eddie
on stage.
Is fantastic. Watching him last night, it's like, "Well, we'll just transpose this key to make it sound better and do all these things," and I'm like, This is unusual. Community theater, we often have to rely on pre-recorded tracks, and so to have someone of his caliber here to walk us through that was fantastic.
Much better to have live music whenever possible. Speaking as a musician, so there
you
go.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. Well, that's great. So details now. Talk in terms of tickets. Where are they going for tickets? What are the dates of the show?
Sure.
We open on Friday.
This weekend.
And it's a one weekend only. So Friday night at 7:30. Then we have a matinee on Saturday. Also a 7:30 show on Saturday. And then a matinee on Sunday.
Okay.
And so tickets are available at ShreveportLittleTheater.com. Theater is spelled with a T-R-E,
right.
Not a T-E-R.
Right.
Or you can go by the Shreveport Little Theater over off of Margaret Place,
mm-hmm.
and purchase them in person.
Okay, and the box office is open also.
Box office is open from noon to four.
All right, and the number for the box office is 318-424-4439. So
that's, glad you had that.
Yes,
they do. I think they're kind of limited in terms of hours, but don't give up on it. And
our website to purchase tickets is available 24/7, and we see the majority of folks are utilizing that convenience, and we're thrilled about it. And you know, as we said, this is our big fundraiser. We work really hard to keep live theater available for our community. As Jason said, we have diverse casts that kind of populate from all around Shreveport, and we love that we get to keep bringing in new actors. Every time we have an audition, we get some folks that we've never seen before. And But the funds help us produce those main stage productions. And Shreveport Little Theater, as you know well, also has an academy program.
Right.
And so it helps us educate the youth and training the next generation of artists that are coming up.
Sure. And I can, again, speak firsthand. I mean, you know, my son and his wife both went through that one years back were involved with Little Theater as well as productions that Stage Center was doing at the Little Theater and that type of thing. Of course, they're both professionals and they're not here. And I have trouble booking them because they're so busy. So I can't even book them myself. But no, the point being is that the lasting effects of having are...
Now, one performer that I will mention is Emma Kate Fox.
Okay.
Emma Kate Fox is she is in the academy. She's a middle schooler who's in the academy, and she's performing this weekend. Reason I mention that is this is kind of our preview for her as the lead role in Oliver, which is our next musical this spring. She's Oliver, and so she's singing a song from Oliver, and she is absolutely
Where
fantastic.
Is Love? Maybe.
Possible.
Maybe.
sneak preview.
We'll see.
So good. It's so good.
But yeah, we're looking forward to seeing everyone come out this weekend.
Could be consider yourself. Could be a lot of different choices.
Could be a lot.
All right. I'm just saying. So when is that? When is that production?
March.
March. All right. So coming
and
up
Jason
a little
Jason will be playing Fagin, and I'll be playing Mr. Bumble.
Okay. Really? Okay. All right. Well, I'll be reviewing the situation when it comes up.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Nice.
Excellent. All right. I couldn't help myself. All right. So that is coming up this weekend. Again, Broadway Belters, Twisted 26th. 26, obviously, referring to the year. Was there a 25? Is this? No.
We have not done this since, I believe, 2019.
Okay,
it used to
right.
be a very frequent thing, and then we fell away for a minute. But
that's
we're
fine.
Bringing it back.
Bringing it back. Excellent. Lots of great Broadway songs with a large cast and great music. I think that's absolutely terrific. And I'll say, you know, break a leg, guys. I think that's... And
thank
anything
you.
Else you want to add here one more time?
We sure hope to see everybody there because this is going to... It's a great way to bring in 2026 on the stage. And we really want to be able to share the show with everybody.
Terrific. Well, Scott, Jason, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You know, have a great weekend, a great show. And if you are with an organization and you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, give us a call here at 800-552-8502, and you may be featured on a future spotlight. So break a leg, guys. Take care.
Thank you.